Sechos Makos, Daf Dalet on the base. We're only four lines to the bottom. Hashem's help, we're going to learn. First one, Chayat Tati. So we start now. This last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah.
I can't slowly know.
So we're going to start now from the last four lines on the bottom of Dalet on the base and try to reach the Mishnah. And Bez Hashem will have time also try to review the Gemara from yesterday.
You started from Rabbanan?
Rabbanan, yeah. Well, so first of all, what are we referring to? Oh, we have Rabbanan, just as Rabbanan. What are we talking about here? It's referring to whoever wants to get turned back to the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Aleph. What do we have over there? We had a Machlokes. What was the Machlokes over there? What was the Machlokes, the second case in the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Aleph? What was the second case? Right? If a person says, says testimony on somebody, Edom Zomim, and they say this person deserves Malchus. There are two Edom Kazim. This person deserves Malchus, and they become the Edom Zomim. Say, how many sets of Malchus do they get? Right, so we had a Machlokes in our Mishnah, how many Malchus do they get? Right? Now, what was the last case in the Mishnah? Me'idin Anu Be'ishponi, turning back now, Me'idin Anu Be'ishponi, I made on this person shehu chay malchus, right? Chay 40 malchus. He nimtzu zayim and it comes out to edim zayim. Lokish shmoni, you get two sets according to Rabbi Meir. One for losane and one for basitem lokash rezama. Do Rabbi Meir. Chacham Amar ain't looking at elar arbayim. So again, we had the second case of the Mishnah. Right, we're wrapping up this Mishnah, and we said in the Mishnah that one person, two edim come and say edus on a certain person that he's chay malchus. It comes out their Edom Zomim, right? So now they get one Malchus for being Edom Zomim, they get one set. The question is, they also get another set for Lotanei Berecha Et Shah. So how many sets of lashes do they get? Rameh says they get two sets of lashes, right? Rameh says two sets, and the Rabbanan say not only one. Now, what do I want to know now? What's the Gemara's question? Why says the Rabbanan, come on me, the Rabbanan who hold that there's a pasuk. They also agree that the pasuk in the Torah of Losane. So why did they hold? You will get Malchus like Rameir. That's why of Rabbanan. I mean, like, what's up with your Rabbanan? What do you have to say to that? Rameir explains himself in the Mishnah, right? A lot of times in Gemara is like this. One opinion explains themselves, right? The other opinion didn't explain. So like, Rabbanan, what's up with you? Rabbanan, like, what are you thinking? There's a pasuk in the Torah. It says Losane. So this guy went against the Torah. He said a false testimony, right? Every Eid Zomim, he said a false testimony invested?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an Ezra. He said false testimony investing. Now, Chatz, he said false testimony investing. Right?
So he should get Malchus.
He should get Malchus for Losana. Also, he should get one set of Malchus for Edom Zomim. Because he wanted to give Malchus to the Edom Zomim. Right? And the other set of Malchus for.
For the Edom Zomim?
Because he's Losana. Again, these guys should get two sets of Malchus on two accounts. Why should you get the first one? You should get because
Edom Zomim like Losana. And second one, Kashas
Amos. Oh, it's on Losana. Good. He first of all, he was the Eidzon. Fine.
And you have
a nice day. Fine. Oh, it says Losana. You hear it, Ruben?
Yeah, now the last week's now happened. Why don't we just say that Losana is a lashe in Boma and Masa and then we ignore it? Why do we hold it as a college?
Oh, so really, the Gemara on that face, said that that's why. Since it's a lashe in Masa, that was the Gemara. That really, the Gemara said on the face of a face, it was the typical of Losana. When I say it's a lot of Jim, I say, look, that's exactly what the Gemara on Beza and Beza. So you're saying, why can't you just say, the Rabbanan's question, they hold it's a lot of Jim and Maisa. Every lot of Jim and Maisa, you don't get
Malchus.
You don't get Malchus.
Like Rabbi Akiva.
Say that again.
Okay, the roommate's saying, what's the Gemara's problem with the Rabbanan? What's the Gemara's problem with the Rabbanan?
Right?
The Gemara does, says Rabbanan. What are you going to say to Lisana? Rameir told me in the Mishnah, you have Lisana. The Gemara says, Rabbanon, and you the Rabbanon. Meaning, what are you going to do? What happened? You also have possibly sign it. What are you going to do with that?
Of course, possibly.
Ah, stop. What?
The Rabbanon
is there.
The
Rabbanon. Why
is it Rabbanon? What are you doing with this?
Where are you? What's that? We're four lines to the bottom. We're the next Gemara. We're in the next Gemara.
Oh, you skipped the whole Gemara.
Well, that's what you're talking about.
I said, I'm starting for this Gemara now. Try to get to the Mishnah. Hopefully, I'll be able to go back and try to go over that Gemara. I want to try to finish the Mishnah, and we'll see if we can go over the Chesed now. So I want to try to get to the Mishnah before everybody goes, takes off. try to read this last piece of Gemara for a few minutes and then go back.
Fine.
Just try to do this for a few minutes. Again, so they want us to know here, Rabbanan, what are they going to do with Lasana Breacha each other? Meaning it's true. They learned you're not going to use it for a lav to tell you get makas. They hold a lav shema makas, don't get lav without action, don't get. But what do they do with this pasuk? You still have to explain to me, what are you using it for? Not that, what's it coming to teach me? Correct? Meaning, where Mary said, I have two pesukim. First of all, I have a sign of brand light check. I have two things, right?
Two for the price of one.
What's the low part? Can you go back to the low
part? No, not right now. I want to try to finish a few ones, then go back. Okay. Actually, I want to try at least get to the Mishnah before. So we'll start the new Mishnah, maybe. I think it's the best idea to try to take 10 minutes then to explain this tomorrow. So, 10 minutes. Good? Okay, we'll go back. I just want to go back to the Chesh.
No, this is working out with
something. Okay, it's working.
I'll try, but it's going to
Fine, so again, what do they do with this pasuk? Because they don't like want to use it to tell you you get malchus, because they hold it's a lav without an action, doesn't get malchus. So what are they going to do with this pasuk? The Gemara says, they need this pasuk to warn Edom Zarim. Because you know the rule is, anytime the Torah says you get punished, the Torah has to say the same thing another time to give you a warning. Good? To give you a warning. So the Gemara says, they use it to teach me the warning. To teach me the warning that Edom Zermin get mom. It's good?
That's Asra.
No, it's
Azara. Azara.
I mean, that's
different.
Good.
Asra
is Edom.
By people. Huh? They come to tell the person before he sins that that's Asra. And Azara is the Torah's warning.
The Torah has the warning.
Good.
Azhar.
Azhara and Azhara.
Okay.
Good. So Mara says, what about Remeir? So Mara says, Remeir, Azhar Idim Zamin may know. Where does he know the warning that Idim Zamin got warned in the Torah to be Idim Zamin? So Rav Yirmi Anaf Galim Ibahanish Arim Yishmul Virov Le Sipoi. The Pazik says, whoever is watching the scenario, investing, they will hear and they will see and they will no longer do. So why the Pazik saying they will no longer do? To teach me that they will no longer do this thing. What about the Rabbanan? Rabbanan Ibai Le Hachrosa. Remeir Chazhavi Ranafkala. Okay, now I'm going to go back. See, no one learned this Gemara yet, so I guess we'll do it after. Correct, most people didn't do it yet. So we'll go back to this Chazhavi before. Fine, let's go. We'll go back to the Gemara before. Where are you holding in the Chazhavi? Everybody, we should go over the Chazhavi again from the beginning? What should we do? Where should we start from?
Maybe just the beginning of the topic.
Start from me to the mystic quickly.
Beginning? Fine. Fine. So we're going back, Baruch Hashem, hopefully. Okay, now, we're going back to the top, Dalet Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
7 lines.
7 lines to the top of Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so that's everybody. It's popular in the back. Good? Everyone's ready? Interviews for Rupa. What? Everybody's like, these guys didn't learn. These people didn't learn, it seems like. Everybody's looking at the stars. Fine.
Maybe Simcha, don't forget.
Many things to be happy. Wow.
That's how many days said today, don't leave this morning. When the doctor was downstairs, he said, if you do it with Simcha, you get 500 times.
What?
It's not like a lot. When you do a lot, you make a mistake. You feel depressed, you feel sad. But when you do a Simcha, when you do a mitzvah with a Simcha, you get 500 times.
It's in the form of the Mishnah.
For him, we punish him for what he did. Bessin did it for him, yeah.
He initiated it. I'll co-op his
issues. No, it's true. No, I thought the racist question that Ezra Shem speak about. They say he didn't do it. Why is he didn't do what action? It's a good question. He might say, yeah, he initiated, but he didn't do it. Fine. So let's see the Gemara again. Ika demasi laha du'ula aha. There are those that taught this halacha of hu'ula who said we learned something from Matzi Shemra aha on the following braisa. The Tanya, we learned it in braisa. The pasuk says by Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to leave over Karban Pesach. Okay, we're holding now 8 lines from the top. What does it say over there? What does the pasuk say? It says, "Nosasiru mimenu ad biker." Don't leave over to the morning. etc. Says don't leave over anything until the morning. If you leave over until the morning, you have to burn it in the fire. Good? So
fire should burn.
So baha kasli pirasei akalos asei. You should. God, the Torah comes to give me a positive commandment after the lois asei. Remember to teach me. Ma lomer she ain't like it alav. To teach you, you don't get malchus. I mean, like we saw, the asei of burning the noisar rectifies the lois asei. A person left over the meat, but by burning it, that rectifies his iser of leaving it open. Good. So far, so good. So why didn't you get malchus in this case? Because my assay of burning it rectified my licensing. Good? Fine. Then Rabbi Kiva says, no, layman ashemu, this is not the reason. El mishum da havalei lav she'im b'maisa. The chol lav she'im b'maisa. In l'kala. The rule is every lav without a maisa, you don't get malchus. Good? Okay. So far so good?
I know you just flipped it on the board right there to your right.
Yes.
That's where we're going. Right there on
that
board. Go.
Right on the board. So Mar says, michlal. We understand from here, Rabbi Yehuda suffer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lav she'im b'maisa lakad alav, that a lav without a maisa, you do get malchus. That's what I'm saying. Why? Why did Rabbi Yehuda tell me you don't get malchus over here? Because,
as I say
afterwards, we understand from here.
From the klal, or from, does it mean from the klal?
I don't know if it comes from that way. I don't think so. It's not mechlal. Means that we understand from here.
If you take all the head, if you take the whole,
know,
what
I know,
you
I
learned
know,
up to now.
I know, the question is of shot and the word.
What does the word mean?
Same cloud. If you take everything together, you see that there's, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold like this? And what can Rabbi Kiva say?
Yeah, I understand, but that wasn't my question.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what the word means. Maybe. All together.
I don't know
where it comes.
I'm
trying to find an
answer for you. I hear what you're saying. Maybe.
If you take everything together, and you come out with this.
Maybe.
Good. Maybe that's
Chad.
Good, fine. Let's keep on going. Yes, fine. So we said Mikla. Okay. Who wants to say Rabbi Yehuda? The point that we're trying to come out from here is Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'im ma'isa in luck. No. The main question our Gemara is like this. Where did Rabbi Yehuda get his idea from? That a lav, if someone does a negative commandment without an action, there's no malchus. That's the main question of the Gemara. That's what we want to try to figure out now. Right? A lav, a negative commandment with no action, you don't get malchus. Where does he get that from? Good? And that's what we're going to keep trying to figure out now. What?
You get malchus.
Sorry, you get malchus. A lav that actually I wasn't sure here. A lav without a lav without it. Good, Reuven. So far, so good. A lav actually a malchus. Marsha, you know what does he know from? Now this is where Ula comes in. Amar Ula says, "Government mitzi shemer. Learn it from mitzi shemer. Ma mitzi shemer. You like mitzi shemer? Is a lot in the case when someone puts out a bad name on his new wife." Over there, it was a lav, it was a negative commandment. She'im b'maisa, without action. He didn't do an action, he just did a speech. And still, the Gemara, we say over there, the Torah tells us, like it, I love you, get malchus. Av kol lav, so to every scenario, of a lav, she'im b'maisa, a negative commandment without action. Like it, I love you, get malchus. He says, I have a source in the Torah, I have a good example. From Mitzvah Shemra, good, that's what the Gemara wants to say. Now, what does the Gemara ask on that? Gemara says, it's not a good source. You know why? What is it about Mitzvah Shemra? Maybe what's the reason about Mitzvah Shemra? That you're going to tell me that the reason why it gets Malka is that she can't like a Umashal. We see that case is very strict. Because we see in that case, unlike all over the Torah, over there we give you Malkus, we give the guy lashes, and we make him pay 100 shekel to the father of the girl. Right? So you can start bringing me proofs to the whole Torah from that case. That is a very strict scenario.
Special.
So therefore, they're also. Since we're still giving you Maman and Malchus, we'll also give you Malchus for a lot without action.
And this is disproving the clause, using it as a clause.
Correct. So you can't learn that everywhere else. But it's very
but also, he cannot divorce her.
Special. Also, he can't divorce her.
You can't apply it to everywhere else. You can't apply it to
everywhere else.
Good. Ella, so Marcy, you know, so we can't learn from there alone. So Ella, Amri Shlokish, you know, fun. Have a new source. I think the first thing where it says, you know what? Have a new source. Learn it from Edom Zayman. Just like in a case, in a classic case of Edom Zayman, not a classic case, the case of Edom Zayman, in a case where we cannot do the regular kasher zaman, we're going to that phase, over there, what do? We give you lashes, and even though it was just a dibur, you didn't do an action in Bastin, huh?
Seems to fit. Seems
still,
to
also to every lav she'im b'maisa. Lug and a lav, So Zoyk Ba'idim Zema, we cannot do the regular Kasha Zama. We give you Malkas. So to and a lot without action. So there also, Abkalash, you might say, like, you know, doesn't want to. Now, in the end of the first wide line, I said, no, you can't learn Ba'idim Zema alone. Why? Is there also the very extreme and unique case that over there we could hit you without giving you a warning? Usually, for you, yeah, usually, you need to be warned in order to get a punishment, the best thing. But over here, even though you weren't warned by the case of Ibn Zayman, you still get a punishment. Say, you want to prove to me from Edom Zayman that you get a lav, even though you get Malkus in a lav without an action. That case is also unique. That case is also extreme and different. So then we see, we punish you without a warning. So you can't learn it to all regular cases in the Torah, every other lav without an action. So I say, you know what? That is not the main reason why you get the Malkus, even though it's a lav shem mice. Meaning, we're saying maybe, what's the Gemara saying now? Maybe the whole reason why you get Malkus is because dependent on that stringency. We see it's a very strict scenario. We even punish you without being warned. But that's not the whole reason. You know what? The fact that we give you lashes is not dependent on that, on the fact that we didn't warn you. How do I know? Where it says, "V'matzishemer yechiyah." Now we're going back and forth from the two cases. Right. Originally we started with Matzishemer. Yeah. Matzishemer will prove to you that it will prove to you that this that you get Malkus is not dependent on that extra stringency. It's not that case. It's not dependent on that stringency that you don't have to be warned. I mean, we thought originally the fact that that case is a very strict case and we don't need to give you warning, so we also give you in that specific case another stringency that you could get Malkus on such a lot without an act. One second. Right, so Malkus said, good, I just want to get the flow of it. So Malkus and Zayish, you can eat Shrikh and Asra. Malkus said, no. But the Shemar will prove to you that this Malkus in this scenario is not dependent just on the fact you weren't warned to strict the case. Why? I'll show you a case of Motzei Shemar. In a case of Motzei Shemar, right? Did you have to be warned before you?
No.
Yes, 100%. It's a regular. Every
Motzei Shemar.
A case of Motzei Shemar. You have to be warned. Of course, it's a regular case. Every normal case, you have to be warned before you get punished.
So
learn out that Motzei Shemar Yechiyah. We're not just saying Motzei Shemar is going to prove to you that you're wrong. But the Shemir Yechiyach is proving to you that you're wrong. You just told me, I can't learn at Edom Zayman. Why not? Edom Zayman is an extreme case. What's it, how do I see it's extreme? Since it has Hasra, since you don't need Hasra over there, it's a very extreme case. And maybe since it's a very extreme case, like we see you don't need Hasra, therefore also will give you lashes on a law without action. Meaning we're saying that, so to speak, they're independent on each other. Since the fact that we see it's a very extreme case, because I see you don't need to be warned
on
Edom Zomim. So also it's a very extreme case. We'll also tell you that you don't, therefore you'll also get Malkus also, even though it's no action. The Gemara says that I'll prove to you that this Malkus is not dependent on the fact that you got Hasra. It's not dependent on that stringency.
That's the Hazar then.
Before the Hazar. Right now the Gemara says, Hashem Yechiyach. Hashem will prove to you right now that you're wrong. Mr. Shemir Yechiyah, Mr. Shemir will prove to you. What do you want to say?
The pshat is like this: that we just said that. Why can't you learn from Edom Zayman? Because Ein Tzrich Hasra, and you have this component of Ein Tzrich and Hasra in the case of Edom Zayman that stops you from learning out Rabbi Yehuda's cloud. So we say, Mr. Shemir Yechiyah. So then learn out. Listen before we have
I'm listening.
So learn out Rabbi Yehuda's cloud from Mighty Shemra, meaning Mighty Shemra does not have this component of Ein Tzrich and Hasra stopping you. So learn out from Mighty Shemra then, and then the answer is the Chazar Adin, right? If you try to learn out from Mighty Shemra, you're right. Ein Tzrich and Hasra is not stopping you, but the fact that there's Chumra that's stopping you.
And the same shot, but what are the words? How do you fit it in the words?
That's perfect.
No, because why are you saying Mighty Shemra Yechiyah? Mighty Shemra will prove you wrong.
That's all it says.
And it proves you what? And say, wait, let's not parsha Shai, read the Gemara. Understand, it's not parsha. Whenever it says Yechiyach, meaning what you just said, I'll prove to you, not the original. It's a conversation here. We're not going back to Rabbi Yehuda right here. I mean, what Shemir Yechiyach means will prove to you that your last statement you said isn't true. If you're going to tell me I have a problem with it, I can't learn from Edom Zayman because it doesn't have Asra, right?
What's the
Shran
Chazar Din then?
So what's that? So let's see.
The first
so then your Chazar Din is going back and forth. That's
The chazer then we go back to what you're
saying. Then we go back to what you're saying.
The chazer adin is what you're putting your chiyach to.
The original, good, nachon.
What?
The chazer adin is going back to what you're trying to put your chiyach to. You're trying to say your chiyach to that point, but really the chazer adin is going to that point. The chiyach is proving the last statement.
But return to the din means, and it returns to the din. What's the it? What's the it?
Chazer adin just means we're going back to the previous lingua.
No, din means din. Din means
the rule. Which din?
Means rule.
But which din?
The rule we're trying to prove.
Right.
The rule we're trying to prove.
What's that? The Gemara is a flaw. Explain to you. I'll go through it. Right. Explain that. I understand what you're saying. The way you repush and push out. I mean, I know where you came.
I read that too in the beginning.
I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, but I think the question is, it's a flow. Chazer adin is going back to other ways, going back to Edom Zayim. You're doing different, you're saying the same thing, you're not reading.
So what's the Shemra Yofiyah? What's the proving?
I'll show you. Meaning the Gemara said like this, learn out, the Gemara step one is learn out of Matzi Shemra.
Right.
We say you can, because maybe that's an extreme case, because we see here it's a special case, that you get Malkus and Mammon, right?
So
and therefore... And therefore, it also will be very extreme. They will also give you malchus. Why is it fine? Throw it out for now. Put it on the side. Put it in the Sheamus box. Next. Now. In the Sheamus box. Now, the wise learned it just out of Edom Zomit alone. All right, so 1 second. Edom Zomit also has a stringency. Edom Zomit also has a chumra that with there, you don't need to be warned. So that's also a very extreme case. Right? So maybe in extreme cases, you give malchus without an action. Good? Now the Gemara said on that, but Matzei Shemra will prove to you that the fact you get Malkus over there is not dependent on the fact that we don't give you Hasra. And we said, maybe the only reason you get Malkus by Edom Zayman is because we give you Hasra. That's what we said. Mal Edom Zayman, that over there there's Hasra. True?
Mal Edom Zayman,
that over there we don't give you Hasra. That's what we said.
You don't have to give them.
You don't have to go, right. So what does the Gemara mean to say with that stuff? And therefore why? And therefore
you can't learn out from the Zayman to Rabbi Yitzchak.
Why? Because it's dependent, so to speak. If you're in an extreme case that you don't need Asra, we'll also tell you that you could give Malkus for a lot without an action. Correct? Because since you're being extreme, the extremisms go together. You're being extreme, that you're giving, you don't need Asra. They're very, very strict on you. I don't care, you didn't get Asra, we'll whoop you. That's it. So that's the thing.
Everyone's going to be whipping everybody.
Yeah, too bad. So saying, don't be 8-7 well, next time.
Everybody's going
to...
So that's why, also, since we're being extreme, and what proves to me, since the fact that we're so extreme, and the fact that I don't even have to warn you, then we're also being extreme in the fact that I'm giving you mocks. But in a scenario where I'm not being extreme, and I do have to warn you, in a case where I do have to warn you...
It can't be a claw.
Then they're a point. So you wouldn't get mocks. Only if I'm in a case where we didn't warn you, we don't have to warn you, right? Then, if I don't have to warn you, it's such an extreme case, we also just hit you, or we're just, you know, we're on a, we're going, we know, we're on a...
You're saying, Matzi Shemra is Yechiyach that Malkos are not dependent on Ein Tzvi Hasra.
Exactly, perfect.
And the Teretz before is that, as you can't learn out from a Zemin, because Malkos is dependent on Ein Tzvi Hasra.
Good. Perfect, good.
I'm just reading out, I want to know what you said, and I want to think about it to make sense.
That's the Pashat. Our school happens to also say that Pashat.
They
also happen to also say that Pashat. Happens to be just if that helps you. So you now you have to fight art school.
I want to fight the truth.
I think that's partially because when then the Gemara on the next step is like this. So the Gemara says, you're trying to tell me that the whole reason why you get the Malkus is because we're in a rage.
And hold on, so that what would that do then?
That
Malkus is not an Edom Zayman is not dependent on Ein Shrith and Hasra.
Good.
Then where does that bring us back to? What's the next step?
So I'm going to get to it. Again. Okay, so one second. We're saying the reason why you get Malkus maybe over there is because we're just in a rage. Even though you didn't get Asura, we're beating you for Edom Zayman. Not only that, you did a lot of eyes, no action, I don't care. Just boom. That's it. You're getting whipped. You're done. Now the Torah is very upset at this guy. That's the thing I wanted to say. Where I said, but I'll prove to you that that's not the case. I'm not just like, you know, going crazy today on this guy. The pshat is, because how do I know that that's not the reason? I have another scenario of Matzei Shemra, that over there, we didn't have this extremism that you don't need Malkus, that you don't need Hasra, and still you got Malkus. So we're not dependent on each other. We thought the fact that we don't, since we don't give you Asura, that's why within we also will give
so
you Ma. One second, sorry, one second. I'm sorry, I should have to give you Shira. So, right? Now, the one I'm saying is not better than that. Well, how do I know that? Mitzvah Shemra will prove to you that you're wrong, because in the case of Mitzvah Shemra, we did warn the guy, we do have to give a warning, and still we give you lashes on a lav without an action. But so Mitzvah Shemra is proving to me the Malkus is not dependent upon the fact that you didn't give a Hasra. Right? It's not dependent on, it's not just that we're in a rage, it's not the Pshat. Because I see in a case of Mitzvah Shemra where you did have to give a Hasra, and still we give you Malkus on a lav without an action. But so that's where I said, hold the rank. So where I said, one second. So now, but then, what's going to happen to me? Then what I say now, the Chazar Hadin, and the Din is going to go back. I mean, where's the Din going to go back to?
Which Din?
Which means, the Chazar, let's read the Gemara again, and the Chazar Hadin, I mean, the Din is the thing we're trying to learn now. The Din is the Din we're trying to learn now. The Halakha we're trying to learn now is going to, now it's going to go like this. The Chazar Hadin, Loiri Izek Re'izeh, Loiri Izek Re'izeh, which means, this, this one, this case does not, how do they say in the article, this one does not look like this one. I mean, literally means this one doesn't look like this one. I mean, this one is not like this one. Which means this one is not the same as this one, and this one is not the same as this one. What?
Nature, this one doesn't have the nature.
Fine, in English, yeah, this one, I guess, doesn't look like that. It's in English, you say, this doesn't have the nature of this one, and this doesn't have the nature of this one, meaning the case of the nature of the chumrah, meaning, say whichever case you want, both cases together. We say, so now we're at a.
I don't understand.
At the end of Yochia.
Hazar Din is like the reason it resumes.
At the end of Yochia, would a point that it's okay. If you say, but in Moshe Shemar Yochia, at this point we're good.
We're not,
yes, at that point, then we can learn out from Adim Zayim. If we're saying Adim Zayim, I just want to speak to that. If we're saying Adim Zayim, we said before the Torah, why you can't learn out from Adim Zayim is because that's a special case of Chumrah, and only because there's no Asra, that's why you give Malkus. So we're saying, let Mitzi Shemra be Yechiach, that's not the reason why you get Malkus. So therefore, we're back and we don't have.
So we do have
Asha on why to learn out from Adim Zayim. So at this
perfect.
Point,
so
that really you can learn out from
perfect.
Adim
perfect. Zayim. Perfect, perfect,
so
perfect. Why? So now,
you have to ask on Mitzi Shemra.
No, so now, just one second. Now, what Chazal did is now it's fine. But now we're just,
okay.
Gemara speaks out, what you're saying is true. Gemara speaks out the Chajma now that we learn from both of them together.
Why did he turn out from Adim? You have at this point, after the Yechiyah, according to this Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda's klal comes from Adim Zayim. What's the problem?
No, because it can't come along from Adim Zayim. Just from Adim
Zayim.
Because then I'll tell you that case is different. That case is extreme.
No. So we said.
So which case taught me that?
Mitzi Shema is going to teach you that Adim Zayim is not. It's that's not the reason why you get Malkus. The fact that it's extreme. So therefore, that cancels out the kasha of it being extreme, and you can't learn out from Adim Zayim. So therefore, you could learn out from Adim Zayim at this point. Right,
but
that's what
you're
saying.
But it comes out. You only understand.
You could also use that same truth before. When you came to
Mitzvah
Shemra.
That's the more next step. That's the more next step. We're learning
Together,
both of them together. I'll explain to you why are you learning about Adim Zayim more than Mitzvah Shemra.
So that's why we're bothered by now at this point?
I'm not bothered by
it. Saying that both are valid? So if both are valid.
But both together, I mean, they need to teach me onto each other. Because I'm trying to.
You have to use them against each other to come out with it.
You need to make a balance. What you're asking is the next time they learn.
Adim Zayim only becomes valid when you have Mitzvah Shemra.
Good, and Mitzvah Shemra also is only going to be valid. Because now, one second, now you have to. Now the Gemara speaks that the other way. Now, it has to go. The Lari Zekri Zayim means we just realize you have to go back and forth to each other. Right? You can't learn Adim Zayim alone because I'll tell you, it's extremism.
So
Fine, so let me just explain.
Right.
No, I'm just explaining what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, so we're saying like this. We're saying, Larry is Zekri Izeb, Larry is. Meaning, we're saying you go back and forth. Meaning, they both have a certain specialty to them that are different than the other. Meaning, I'll say, learn it from Adim Zayman. Right, Hanan, why can I learn it from Adim Zayman? You're going to tell me why. Thank you, Shtan Ramah.
Why can't you do Adim Zayman?
Yeah, maybe I'll tell you, can't learn Adim Zayman. So there you don't need.
Because Hazra.
You don't need Hazra. So I'll show you, I'll prove to you that's wrong. Then in the case of Mitzvah Shemra, you do need Hazra. And still you get punished. Right. But now, what was the Gemara's original? So now, Chazar then means they think they go back to try to learn this act. Loyri Izak, Izak, Loyri Izak, Izak means this one doesn't look like this one, and this one doesn't look like this one. Meaning, and let's start from Edom Zayman. I want to learn from Edom Zayman. Tell me I can't. There's no Hasra. Good. So I'll tell you, but I'll prove to you from Matzis Shemra that doesn't have such a problem. And still, and still you get mom. So I'll tell you, so just learn Adam Matzis Shemra. Let me just learn Adam Matzis Shemra. Right? Just learn, just like Matzis Shemra. It's a lot without it, actually you get mom. So to every case, what do you ask me on that? You told me over there, there's two punishments. So I'll show you, no, but Edom Zayman shows you that it's not a problem.
Instead,
that means this one doesn't have the nature of this one. This one doesn't have the nature of that one. You can't know it's the nature of this thing that's making you have the halacha, right? You can't know it's the nature of Edom Zayman because you don't have a surah, that's not one. Or the nature of Matzis Shemra is because it has two punishments, that's what you get mocked. Which means this nature not like this nature, this one not like that one. So, but if you learn out of both of them, then you could come out to a maskan. It means Loiri Izakri Izak. Loiri Izakri Izak. They don't have the same natures. So it comes out, but we come out from here, but what's the common denominator between them? So it doesn't bother me, because therefore this halakha is not dependent on that one nature. Meaning, you told me, learn from Eden Zayin. You know, it has a special nature that it doesn't need Hasra. So that's why
so
we'll give
you
mom.
Can't learn from
so, okay, so I tell you now, I'll show you Matzis Shemra.
So Matzis
Shemra. It's actually the whole
of both
of them.
Matzis
Shemra. It's opposite of that. You're saying that Moitzi Shemra allows you to learn from Edom Zayman, and Edom Zayman allows you to learn from Moitzi Shemra. That's what you said before, right?
In a way, that's real, but I need them to come onto each other,
so
they don't get stuck.
So you need both of them to allow you to learn from both of them.
Correct. Because they're just proving to me that that's not a chasaron. Correct. The nature is not true. Each one is proving the other nature is not what makes or breaks the situation.
What breaks the situation?
Nachon, it's not what breaks the situation.
Not what breaks the situation.
So, good.
Therefore, you need both of them together. And since both of them together don't break the situation, that's what allows you to learn out from both
good.
Of them.
Good.
I want to see that now. I want to know how to plug
okay,
that
fine.
In.
Okay, fine. Try to tell now.
If
I'm going to read it now and start. I want to try to continue the Gemara. If not, I'll talk to you after. I'm going to read the Chazar and then. Chazar and then Pasha means this thing, this dialogue, this like halacha, you're going back and forth. The din is the halacha. That's what I had to say. Look at our square, how they say did. Chalad did. So, Loyri Izak, Re Izak. This nature doesn't have this nature, let's say, in Zayman.
Same thing as the
Limud. Right. The Limud? Fine, say the Limud.
Our school calls it reasoning resumes. That's what they say.
Fine.
Well, the
reasoning resumes.
So Moshe Shemra is Yechiyach in. So, if it means the reasoning room, Moshe Shemra is Yechiyach that you could, that one second, that the reason you get Makos in Edom Zayman is not dependent on Ein Tzrich and Chasra, B'Hazar Adin, and that means the reasoning of Edom Zayman resumes as the source for Rabbi Yehuda, according to the art school. If that
fine,
means
fine,
resumes.
I'm not sure. Fine, I didn't say
the reasoning resumes, meaning Moshe Shemra, bringing it back.
That's what it says?
To join.
No, because it doesn't say you're a pshat. You're fine. You're saying good. Good.
I understand.
That is a good pshat. And that's what I understand. I didn't say that. It doesn't matter. That's what they say. It's good. So then the Gemara says, Loiri Izekri Izek. Right, this one doesn't have the nature of this one. The Loiri Izekri, meaning let's say Edom Zayman, doesn't have the same nature as Moitzi Shemra. I'm sorry. I have to go further. But Loiri Izekri Izek. This one, everybody else wants to learn. Loiri Izak, Re Izak. This one nature doesn't have the nature of the other one, and this one doesn't have the nature of this one. Meaning, Edom Zayman doesn't have the nature of Matzis Shemra. Matzis Shemra doesn't have this nature of Edom Zayman. Meaning, their specialty that each one have, the other one does not have.
Okay, so why did he come on?
Therefore, what's the Tzad Shava? That a lot, the common down is the main halacha we come at is Alav She'ema Maisa, the like it Alav. Af kol, so to every scenario of a lav she'ein ma'isa, of a lav without action, like it alav, you will get malchus. That's what I want to say. As of now, we want to learn out of this tara. It's called a tzad hashavet. A common denominator, equal sign. That we have two scenarios in the tara, Matzis Shemra and Edom Zayman. But both of them, I have this halacha, I see that the halacha is that a lav without action gets malchus. That's the Gemara says, Tony. Fine. The Gemara says you can't learn one without the other. You need to learn from both of them together. Right, because just to understand, why do you need both of them to understand that the nature, that its special nature, is not what makes this halacha of malchus in this scenario. It's stam. That's because it's every law without action gets malchus. It's not because it's special nature. And I prove it to you from another case. It doesn't have the same nature. That's the word I'm saying now. Good. More esav that b'malas al shavish b'hen shekein knas. Saying no. Both of your cases are still the same, even though they're different natures a little bit. But to a certain extent, they're both the same nature. Why? To a certain extent, they both have a case of knas. Why? A case of motzei shemra, right? Is why are you paying 100 shekel to the father of the grill? It's a knas. It's a fine.
Are you hitting him as a knas or what?
Why? No.
That's already predetermined the knas.
Target the knas. The 100 shekel that he pays the father, but
it's
right.
Also, why are you hitting it? That's because it's not
the
direct
law. No, the Pazik tells you, great, you, why do you get Mahan Pasha? Because you said a bad test, one of your best.
So is that direct punishment, or is it Knas?
No, that's not a Knas. Knas is the money. Because you did it, you went against the Torah, you did a lot. Torah said, don't be Eitzim, and you were here, you were Eitzim. It's a lot. Mahan is a lot. The Knas is the money. He has to pay 100 shekel to the girl's father. That's a fine.
What's the Knas in his own?
But, oh, so
the fact
so
that you get Kasher Zaman.
Every Kasher Zaman. Whatever you planned on doing to him, we do to you.
It's a variable. It changes regardless.
Did you actually do anything to that guy? You planned on doing to him, right? Yeah. Did you ever make this guy become a Ben Gushim and Chalutza?
So you're saying pain. Accuse him of the 200 that he owes. And
now, in the world, let's say we're in the
case. If you're not guilty, you owe the 200. That's the Knas. The 200 is the Knas.
Yeah, but in the case, you just focus on our case we're in now. It's a case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzi. Try to tell this, make this guy into a Chalal, a bad coin.
Right.
We never made him into a bad coin.
So where's the Knas then?
So that we give you lashes. Why do we give you lashes?
How can lashes be a Knas though? Lashes are lashes.
In this scenario, it's a Knas. It can be a fine.
What is he getting it for? Why is he getting lashes?
Knas is the mumbling part.
No, and Eidim Zayim made it. What's our case? We're in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. When are you getting Malchus? Any case, let's say it's money. Fine, even money. Because Kasher Zayim said what you plan to do to that guy in the box, we do to. Did you ever make him? Did you ever make him lose his money? The positive, whatever you planned on making him lose his money.
Because he never actually lost anything. So it must be a Knas.
So why were you making you
pay? I understand with money, I understand with lashes.
Same thing. He never actually got hit.
Also Malchus.
You're still getting hit.
It doesn't mean money.
Knas is coming as a punishment, not a retribution. He never would have gotten hit anyway. They just can't punish you with kasher zamam, so they go to do lashes. But why are you getting lashes? As a penalty, not as a retribution for anything that was caused and happened to him. So it becomes a Knas.
Right, that's
a
it is Knas.
No, the Malchus in the Malchus of Motzei Shemra, the Malchus in Motzei Shemra is not a Knas. The Knas in the case of Motzei Shemra is the money. And the Knas in the Eidim Zayim, whatever we do to you, we give you Malchus, it's Malchus. We give you Malchus. Whatever Kasher Zaman we're doing to you is the Knas. So Mara is asking you now that both of these cases have a special nature. That we have, both of them have the special nature of what? That they both have a Knas. So it's different than every other case in the Torah, right? Then we're back to the question that you can't bring a proof from these cases because both of these cases have the same special nature of Knas. They both have a penalty. Say, your common denominator is very nice, but I have an issue because they both have a certain quality, right? And therefore, you can't learn that to the rest of the Torah, right? Because both of your scenarios, Edim Zayman and Motzei Shemra, both have a Knas. They're both penalty. So therefore, you can't learn that to the rest of the Torah.
Which don't have Knas.
Which don't have
Knas.
You cannot, because they have a special quality.
Maybe they're not Knas and other stuff.
Right, and let's say a regular case, the guy left his meat in his fridge all over Pesach. Right, the Torah doesn't tell you to give a penalty. Maybe you don't give a penalty over there. Right, maybe over there. You don't get Malchus if you didn't do an action. When do we give you Malchus and a scenario of Knas? Right. Otherwise, the Malchus, Rashman. Okay, Knas. The word says that's not a problem. Halei kasha. This is not a question. Because Rabbi Yehuda lo sabar lach Rabbi Akiva. Yehuda does not hold Rabbi Akiva. What was Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the one who told us originally on Daf, Beis Amud Beis, he was the one which we keep reading down the passage of Daf, who holds that it is that Edom Zamin is a Knas. But Yehuda doesn't hold that. Remember we had the Gemara, is Edom Zamin a Knas or a Mammon? Well, you're paying the money. Why are you paying? It's a penalty, you really owe the money. Right? The whole Gemara, if it's a Knas or a Mammon, but that Beis Amud Beis. So he doesn't hold that Gemara. He holds that it's not a Knas, he holds it's Mammon. That was that whole
story. No, the
Yehuda holds Mammon.
It's Rabbi Akiva holds a Knas.
Yehuda holds Knas.
This is for Edom Zamin, the case of Edom Zamin.
Case of Edom Zamin, right. So it comes out, we thought that Edom Zamin and Motzei Shemra both have a certain quality. They're both different, they both are Knas. Therefore, you can't learn from them to the whole Torah. Because those two cases are different. So they're both Knas. Mara says, no, it's not true. They're not both Knaska. The Mzomen is not Knaska.
In Rabbi Yehuda's world.
In Rabbi Yehuda's world, Rabbi Yehuda, which we're in now.
Disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda.
In Rabbi Yehuda's world, it's not a Knaska.
In Rabbi Yehuda's world, it would work.
It would be a... Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't want anything, he doesn't care because
right, but if we were talking Rabbi Akiva right now,
then you would be right.
It would be a common denominator.
Nahon, it would be, and you can't learn that to everywhere else. Good.
Just in Rabbi Akiva's world, it doesn't matter.
Good. So in the world of Rabbi Akiva, which we're in now, it doesn't matter, right? Good. Fine. Now, the Mara tries to ask another question. Elamala, Tzad Shavim, and I have a different problem with you, Tzad Shavim. Shekin Yesh Bahen, Tzad Chomer. Because they both have a stringency. They're both very strict cases. Because each has its own stringency, but they're both very strict, the Gemara asks. Rehuda doesn't bother him. He doesn't ask a question if they both have stringencies. Really, the Gemara's answer is a very simple answer. The Rishonim don't even understand the Gemara's question. Because that is a Tzad HaShav. What's a Tzad HaShav? I told you you're going to add an Edom Zayman. What do you tell me? You can't. Why not? It has a stringency. So what I showed you what's a Shemra that doesn't have that stringency. Right? I told you it has its own stringency. I told you learn Emet Shemra alone. I came because it has a stringency. But I show you Edom Zayman, it don't have the same stringency. But that is really what a Tzad HaShav is, that they both have a Chomer aspect to it. As long as it's not the same strict aspect to it, that is what a Tzad HaShav is. So review this really simply.
Is that a Shav? Is that a Gemara, something in the Gemara that we'll see?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
is it a method of learning
for
teaching?
It's one of the ways to learn. Yeah, it's considered a ma'atad. It's called, it's one of the 13 ways of learning.
It's a Rabbi Ishmael, we say.
Yeah, it's called, what's it called? It had through, it doesn't call it a Tzad HaShav, it calls it an opinion app.
Okay.
Maybe it's like a father.
Father, okay.
Like you build off like fine. These cases.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Fine, so again, so the Gemara said the way that well. The Gemara is saying, that is a Tzad HaShav. I bring you one case, you tell me, no, that case is very strict. So I bring you another case that doesn't have the same stringency, but even though it has its own stringency, it's also okay. Meaning, why is it Rabbi Tzad HaShav Loi Park? He doesn't ask for a Tzad. It doesn't bother him the fact that it has a stringency, because that is a Tzad HaShav. If anything, the question is how to understand the Gemara's question. Follow me, stop over here. So hopefully, I guess I'm able to learn Tuesday, Bez Hashem, before we try to learn this last piece. Fine, bye, Hashem.
Those are the really shaky.
What?
Those are the really shaky.